The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
At the beginning of Perek Chaloyin, just as a short hakdama to the Perek, we had earlier on in the Masechta the concept that Shloima Tikkun Eruvei Chatzeiros. And the Gemara says in Shabbos and Davov and Meralef, the Minah Torah, the Isser to carry, to be over the Isser of Aitzah, is only if one goes from Rishus Ayachah to Rishus Arabim, or vice versa. And the Rabbanu or Geizer, who adin if one goes to carries from Rishus Ayachah to a Carmelis, or Rishus Aram to a Carmelis, that's also me the Rabbanon. The Gemara says that Shloim was Masakin, the concept of Eruvei Chatzeiros. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Erevin explains the reason why Shloima was Geizer, that not only is it Osir for one to be Metaltel from Rosh Hashiachah to Rosh Hashirabim or from Rosh Hashiachah to a Carmelis, Meru Adin, one is also to carry from Rosh Hashiachah, Dainu, from his house, into the Chatzir in front of his house if the Chatzir is shared by other homeowners. And the Rambam explained, even though they're both Rosh Hashiachah, and therefore mitzvah halacha to carry from one Rosh Hashiachah to another Rosh Hashiachah, there's no Isser. But nonetheless, Shlaima was mesakin that one should not carry from his own house to a chatzir in front of his house. And the Rambam explains that the reason behind the gzeira was that if one were to carry from Rishus that's meyuchas for himself to Rishus hamishutafas l'rabim, to Rishus that's owned by many individuals, one may confuse it and may carry from Rishus Yachah to Rishus Arabim. Therefore, Chazal were geizer, Shlaya Melch was mesakin, that one is not allowed to be metaltal from his house, Rishus hamyuchas, for one individual to Rishus hamishutafas l'rabim. However, the Taisis Yomtif in our Perek asks on the reason of the Rambam, that according to the reason of the Rambam, it should only be Asur Midrabbanan to carry from a Rishus Ayachid, from an individual home, to Rishus HaMishutavis L'Ram, to a Chatzar. But to carry from one home to another home should not be Asur. After all, there's no reason that people will confuse that with a Rishus Arabim. However, Taisis Yontav asks, it's Mavur on the Gemara, that if I involve him with Beis, that a Chaloin should be in Beis, but the most needs in a Ruvi Chatzairis. And the Chayin Nezayis Gepaskint in the Magen Avraham and Shin Samach Vav Siv Koton Aleph, and therefore the Taisiv Siyomtiv says that in a Harami it's also to carry even from one bias to another bias. However, that wasn't Takana Shloim Bez Dinoi. Shloim was only Masakin not to carry from one Rishus Ayachah to Rishus HaMishutavis L'Rabim. However, later on the Rabbanan added not to carry from one bias to another, from one Rishus HaMishutavis to another Rishus Ayachid. However, Rashi in Erevin Daf Chafal from Mitbeis and Rashi in Shabbos Daf Yudal from Mitbeis says clearly that the Mitakana Shleima Melech was that one is not allowed to carry from one Rishus Ayachar to another Rishus Ayachar, even if both Rishus Ayachars were owned by individuals. However, the Gemara says on Daf Memtesimir Aleph that although Shleima Melech was Mesakin and Issa to carry from one Rishus Ayachar to another Rishus Ayachar or to another Rishus HaMishutevis L'Rabim, the Gemara says that Shloim was Masakin, that if one were to put an Eruvi Chatzeris, then they were to gather from every house a shear of a Gregris, of Lechem, and they would put it in one house, then we would view that as Eruv Mishum Dira, we view it as if everybody is living in that house, and there are no Chiluki Rishriyas in this Chatzir, and all the houses are one, and all the Chatzeris, the Chatzir is a Chatzir that's owned by one individual. Now it had to be Metalta from one Rishus to another, from the Rishus to the Chatzir in front of it, or from one Bayis to another Bayis. And the beginning of our parak, the mission discusses that although we have a concept of Eruv that combines the Rishiyas to view it as if there's one Rishus, but the Mishnah says that in order to view all the Rishiyas as one, there has to be easy access from one Rishus to another Rishus. And the Mishnah therefore says that you need to have a Chaloyin Shebein Beis Chatzeres. You need to have a window to have access from one Rishus to another. And when there's an open access from one Rishus to another, we're able to be Ma'ar of the Rishiyas to view them as one. And the Mishnah says that the Chaloyin has to be within 10 Tvachim of the ground, has to start Al Kalponim within 10 Tvachim of the ground, and has to be Dalit Al Dalit. A share of 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And Rashi says, what's the reason why the window has to be within 10 Tvachim of the ground? And if it be above 10 Tvachim, we would not see a connection between the two Rishiyas. So Rashi in the Mishnah says The ilu kol akaitzel ain't a gavaya yaitzer, because if the entire wall would only be 10 tvachim, have a mechitza mal yasa, there would be a mechitza between the two rishuyas, and there would be a separation. Hilkach kishain klum min achalal b'tzei chazara. If there's no ear space, there's no part of the window within 10 tvachim, laf pesachu ve'im arben echot, and therefore they cannot make one area between the two rishuyas. That's the sheet of Rashi, and the mission that the purpose of the Chalayin is in order to access one Rishus to another. But if there would be a Mechitza separating the two Rishuyas, then it would be also, it would not be able to be Ma'ar the two Rishuyas, Zel or Zeh. The Meiri in the Mishnah seems to give another reason why the Chalayin needs to be within 10 Tvachim. And the Meiri says, because in order to access from one Rishus to another, in order to consider if it's one Rishus, it needs to be Nicha Tashmishtei. That has to be easy access from one Rishus to another Rishus. If the window is above 10 tvachim, there's no easy access from one rishus to another rishus. And based on that, the Meiri explains why the Mishnah says that the window has to be within 10 tvachim. The Gemara on the Fayin Vavim Mitbeis says, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Yishanu El Chalayin Shebein Beis Chateres. A window between two chateres, that's when we say that the window needs to be within 10 tvachim of the ground. Ava chalayin, a window shebein beis batim, between two houses, afilu l'mala mi'asara, even if the window is above 10 tvachim, nami imratzu l'arav, you don't want to make an eruvi chateres between the two houses, ma'arav and echad, one can make an eruvi chateres if you, all the rishuyas as one. And the Gemara says, "My taima beisa kamandam al yadami." A concept that we have, that we view as if the house is entirely filled up. What does it mean? Basic command the Mal Yadami. So Rashi, the Ramaz Chalul, explains that basic command the Mal Yadami, v'have a command the Loi Gavoya Asara. We view it as if there is no tenth vachim between the two Rishuyas. V'ein tzarch sulam kavu aliyasham. You don't need a ladder to connect the two Rishuyas. B'makim haPesach. Rashi learns that the concept of basic mandamalia is we view the house as if the house is entirely filled up, and therefore there is no ear space of ten tvachim between the ground and the window. And therefore, chalayin shemein beis batim, the window can be above ten tvachim off the ground. That seems like the shita of Rashi. However, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Yonason, and the Meiri, they seem to have a different reason why a chalayin shebein beis batim, the window can be lamala me'asar tvachim. And they explain that since in a house there are kalim, that one is able to easily stand on them to be mishtamish derech hachalayin, so even if the window would be lamala me'asar tvachim, since they could stand on the kalim and have easy access through the window, therefore even the window lamala me'asar tvachim is still nicha tashmishtei, and one can make an eruvi chateres to combine the rishuyas. Now, L'chayrit's Rashi and the Meiri L'shitasam. Rashi and the Mishnah explained that the reason why the Chalayin has to be within 10 Tvachim by a Chalayin Shemein Beis Chateres is because otherwise there's a Mechitza that's separating. There is a different separation of the Rishuyas. And therefore one cannot make view of the two Rishuyas as if they're one. Therefore, by Chalayin Shemein Beis Batim, Rashi has to explain that the reason why we don't care if the window is above 10 tvachim, it's because since basic command the Mal Yadami, there is no separation, there is no 10 tvachim, there is no mechitza separating the two rishuyas. The Meiri, on the other hand, learned in the Mishnah that the reason why the window needs to be within 10 tvachim is in order to have easy access, nicha tashmishtei. So therefore, the Meiri holds, he explains that the Ma'il of Chalayin Shemein Beis Batim is, it is nicha tashmishtei, even though the window is above 10 tvachim. And that also seems to be the sheet of the Rashba, like the Meiri and the other Rishayim. Because the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, in Shaar Dalet, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel writes, Chalayin Shembein Beis Batim, a window between two houses, Tzarech Shia Arba Al Arba, it needs to be four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Ve'im Medaktikim Bay Sheitaych HaTzarech, we're not Medaktik to make sure that the window starts within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Even if there was a doorway connecting the ground floor and the attic, a window connecting the ground floor and the attic, even if there's a large difference in height between the ground floor and the attic, if there is an airspace of 4x4, because in the houses people use kalim gedaylim v'rayan isam, and we view it kimalayan kalim as if the house is full of kalim. It's not necessary to have a chalayin within 10 tvachim, because it's very easy to access the aliyah, the attic, or if we go from one rishus to another rishus. The makor for Rashi's understanding and basic command the malya dummy, we could find in the Gemara in Shabbos and Avdal on Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Zorak mir rishus arab mal rishus arabim. Rishus ayachid be'emtza. One throws an item from one rishus arab to another rishus arabim. Rishus ayachid be'emtza. Rebbe mechayev v'chachamim poitrin. And the Gemara says, my mechayev Rebbe eller rishus ayachid makura. This that Rebbe was mechayev one throws from one rishus arab to another rishus arabim with the rishus ayachid be'emtza is only if the rishus ayachid was makura at an overhang. T'narmina basic command amal yadami. If the house does not have an overhang to it, light. And Rashi says, "Mekura sheyesh lagagad has a roof." Command amal yadami dover sosu mikol tzad. A room, an item that's closed on all sides. Have a kimoli chafetzim ad gagai. If you read it as if it's full of items up to the roof, and dein aviro yichoshev avir. It's ear space is not considered ear space. Hilgal chal anizrak l'soichai. Anything that's thrown through that rishos, have a kimunach as if it landed in the rishos ayochin. The makar for Rashi's understanding basic command amal yadami is the Gemara and Shabbos tafei. We over there, the Gemara says, basic command amal yadami, we view it as if it's entirely closed up, sosum, and there's no ear space. That's the makar for Shitas Rashi. And the other Rishonim will learn that we don't compare the sugya and Shabbos, where there we need a hanachin, rishus ayachid, to our sugya of basic command amal yadami, where the purpose of the chalain is in order to allow easy access to the rishus. Therefore, the concept of command the sosum dami, that wouldn't help get us easy access, and therefore the Rishonim explain the sugya differently. We'd come out of nafkamino between the shita of Rashi and the other Rishonim is that according to Rashi, this is a chalayim between two batim. We don't care if the chalayim, if the windows are malam yasar tzvachim, would only be if the bayis is mekura. The bayis has an overhang to it. Mashengin, according to the other Rishonim, even the bayis does not have an overhang, as long as it's a place where there are kelim mitzuyin sham, we would be able to make an irubi chaseris, even if the windows are malam yasar tzvachim. And the truth is, like the shita Rashi is mevur and Rabbeinu Chananel, because Rabbeinu Chananel says, nitsa, we need that the Mechalayin should be within 10 tefachim. Loi b'inan, he says, Ela b'chateiris, b'kiyaitzeben, she'ein ala atikra, that do not have an overhang. T'na ala bayis, k'kiyaitzebay, afila el mi'asara. Remember, Rabbeinu Chananel, as well as the Pitzki Riyaz, is that the reason why, by a chate, we need that the chalayin should be lamat mi'asara, because there is no tikra. Ma'asheinke, and bayis, where there is a tikra, we would apply the concept, the basic command, the ma'al yadami, the chalayin could be lamat mi'asara tefachim. L'chared is a Rashba l'shitasai, and the Rashba on Shabbos, and Afkufal from his base, where the Gemara says, Sfinai sakshurei zulazu, two ships that are tied to each other, metaltlam izulazu, one's allowed to carry from one Sfina to another Sfina. And the Rashba says over there, that even if the wall of the Sfina is Gevaya Asar Tvachim, Ma'arvin Echad, the basic command of Ma'ayadami. The Rashba says we would apply the concept of the basic command of Ma'ayadami between two ships, even though there's no overhang on the ship. Nonetheless, the Rashba l'shitasi that holds that the reason why by a bias we could allow the window to be l'mal me'asar tzvachim is because there are kelim and it's nichat tashmishtei nuadim by a ship, even though there's no overhang, by two svinas that a kishur is zilazu, won't be allowed to make an eruvi chaseiris even though the wall of the svinas are more than 10 tzvachim. As far as halacha is concerned, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shinayim Beis in Sifkaton Lamed Beis, he writes that you need to have the chalayim within 10 tzvachim. He writes, "Din kol ha-chalayim haya pesach l'malam yasar tzvachim." If the window or the entrance would be above 10 tzvachim, einay mayel klom. Kimon sheyesh tachtav mechitza gemura. Since underneath the window there's a mechitza gemura achilakat bein achatzeirais, v'yeshulem la'arav yachad. The Mishnebura seems to take on the opinion of Rashi that the reason why the window needs to be within 10 tefachim, between two chateiris, because otherwise we would have mechitza separating the two rishuyas. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow that track in Sifkaton Lamed Aleph, when he talks about a chalayim between two houses. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay if the chalayim is above 10 tefachim. Fisha abayas kiman shu mekura, since the house has an overhang, harehu kimalei. V'reza kilo ena chalayim gavayu tefachim. We view it as if the window is not 10 tefachim high. Kiman shu abayas kulei memula. Since we view it as if the house is in fold up, therefore we don't see the chalayim being 10 tefachim off the ground. The Chazon Ish in Siman Tzadik Vav in Ois Chav, he has a shayla V'yesh la'ayin, b'hai b'ayis to come Rav Nachman. This that Rav Nachman told us, that a chaloyim between two batim, one can be ma'arv and echad, even if the chaloyim is above 10 tvachim, idavke mokim pita v'lina, is a davka, a place where if the window is in between the room that the Baal Bayis is eating in or sleeping there, any bayis of yuchlad ira kamar, or is it any bayis that people live in that there are kalim there? If the chalayim is lamal mesatzvach, and one can join the rishias via the window between the two houses. V'nira, the chazanish writes the meyuchlad ira kamar. And it appears to me, the Chazanish writes, that in order to be ma'ariv the chaseiros, if the window is above 10 tefachim, it has to be between rooms that are miyuchel l'dira. The window would have to be in a room that people live in, that they're mishtamish there. Tneni firzayis, mishneburis, mishinayim beis, if kalam amadal kasav, kivin shu makura, and then we could rely on a chalayim that's lamal miyasar tefachim. Lefize ezok the chazanish, afilu b'chatsim makura, if the chatsim would have an overhang, ubayis ateven, which also has an overhang, even though people don't live there, we would also be able to ma'arav even the chalayim is l'mal mi'asar tzvachim. However, the chazanish fears lies to play mashma kain. It's not mashma the sugi that a chatzim that's makura or a beis ateven. If the window is above 10 tzvachim, one can make an erubi chaseiris between the two rishuyas. It could be that the chazanish is undergoing with the understanding of the other rishayim. The chazanish understood that the reason why one needs to have a chalayim Lamatim Yasar Tvachim is nor for Nichatash Mishte, in order that there should be easy access between the two Rishuyas. And therefore, the Chazanish understood what's the Maila of Chalayim Shebein Beis Batim, like the Rishayim that hold, is that when you have a Chalayim between two houses and there are Kalim in the two Rishuyas, it's easy to stand on the Kalim, be Mishtamish via the Chalayim. And therefore, the Chazanish holds, Knedavki, if the Chalayim is in a room that's Miyuch Ladira, where I have Kalim that I can stand on to go from one Rishus to another Rishus. But in a mokim pita velina, where I don't necessarily have so much kalim, even if the chalayim would be lamal me'asar tzvachim, I would not be able to ma'arav the rishuyas. And therefore the chazanish says that who had in a chatzir makura, one would not be able to ma'arav the two rishuyas if the chalayim is lamal me'asar tzvachim. However, it would seem like the Mishneh Berurah understood the concept of chalayim shebein beis batim, like Rashi understood that the mail of chalayim shebein beis batim, that the window could be lamala miyasar tvachim, is because basic command the mal yadami. Therefore, everything is totally in whether it's makura or not. And it's possible that according to the Mishneh Berurah, any chalayim and from any room between two batim, one would be able to be ma'ar of the two rishuyas, even if the window would be lamala miyasar tvachim. And as far as the question of the chazanish should come at the even by chatzim makura, the window could be lamal miyasar tvachim. We already saw that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that is the halacha. Like Rabbeinu Chananel says, lo ibinan ela b'chatzeiro sukiyais ben ashena la tikra. It's emizeh nafkamina la halacha between Rashi, between and the other rishonim, is what would be if one has a chalayin lamal miyasar tvachim in between any room of his house. According to the other Rishayim, if there are no Kalim with those Rishayim, with not Nichatash Mishte, one would not be able to ma'arav the two Rishayim together. Mashayim, according to Rashi, Udimei, Rabbi Nachananel, and the Riyaz, as long as there's an overhang with the two Rishayim, one would be able to ma'arav the two Rishayim together from any room in his house. As well as another Nafkamina, does the house have to be Makura or not? According to the Rishayim, that all that the Maila of Achalein Shabbim is Batm is our Kalim there, even if there would be no overhang. Like the Rashba pointed out, by Sfina Shekshura Zubizu, as long as Nichatash Mishte, it's a place where there are a lot of chafetzim, a lot of kalim to stand on, one would be able to be ma'arav, even if the chalayin is lamal miyasar tzvachim. Mashayin, according to Rashi, Rabbi Nachananel, and the Riyaz, Dafka, a bayis that has an overhang, are they able to be ma'arav if the window is above 10 tzvachim? Mashayin, if there's no makura, there's no overhang, one would not be able to be ma'arav the two rishuyas. And Bezaz Hashem, in the next year, we'll discuss what happens if there is no window, ulamata miyasar tzvachim, how does one make an erubi chaseris between the two rishuyas?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.